Hey everyone, this is Sarah.
And this is Andrew. Today we have a very special guest on our show, Mr. Ben Esposito of RoofMax.
Yeah, when we came across him on Instagram, what stood out to me was the eco-friendly way to extend the life of your roof, like significantly.
Yeah, this is a really cool service that we're excited to talk about with Ben, because your roof is so important.
Yeah.
And often forgotten about.
So if you have a roof, or if you're a realtor, you're not going to want to miss this episode.
That's right. Here we go.
As soon as he told me, because I saw you on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And I was reading it. I'm like, this is actually really cool. So I sent it over to Andrew.
Yeah, and I think that's, you guys followed us.
Yeah.
And I think I might have DM'd you or something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we met for coffee.
And
yeah, and you met our my mentor,
yeah.
Pete. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
he's
cool.
Back in Washington, okay. Out of the humidity. He hated it down here.
I'm sure
he did. He was like, I'm never coming back in the summer.
Yeah. Ooh, man, it's rough.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you talk about what we talked about that day, which is just kind of give us a rundown of the primary service that you provide.
Sure. So RoofMax is like an alternative to replacing your roof. It's an all-natural oil that's actually soy-based, and we spray it onto old, dried-out asphalt shingles, and then it restores like the flexibility, the waterproofing. It reduces hail impact indentions. It brings back the fire resistance that the roof had when it was new. So it's kind of like a green alternative, and then it's also 20% the price of replacement. So you're saving the environment, and you're also saving money. So it's kind of a win-win from that aspect.
I love that.
Yeah, it really is cool that,
yeah.
You know, I tell people, like, I'm environmentally conscious, like, about what I do, but I don't know if I'd be sold on something that, like, yeah, it's green, but it costs the same as a new roof.
Right.
So the fact that it's green and you save money, I think it's kind of a win-win from that aspect.
It really is. Because I'm green, I will pay extra.
Right. And there are some
person.
People like
that's
that.
Me.
I have met a few people who are like, I don't care what it costs.
Right. Like, I'm like, yes. Like, mm-hmm. we use like, reusable napkins, diapers.
Right.
Like, not toilet paper, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Everything else is, like, eco.
Right.
Yeah. I wear cloth diapers.
It does. You heard it here, folks. That's what really got me excited when I saw your profile. And I was like, oh, my God. And it's 20%. So, if you have a spouse who's kind of, like, not so sure, or if you're somebody like you who's just, like, I need a new roof, or I need to do something because I'm going to need a new roof in about a decade.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a freaking perfect alternative.
Yeah, it puts it off. And the other thing is, too, you can do it three times, up to three times, just depending on when we catch the roof and its aging process.
Yeah.
So, each treatment we do comes with a 5-year warranty. So, if you do it soon enough, I tell people you're spreading, like, you're deferring that replacement up to 15 years. So you're spending, instead of 15 grand at once, you're going to spend 2 or 3 every 5 years until finally we have to tear off the roof and those shingles go to a landfill and you get a replacement. But at least you put that money off as long as possible, and you kept those shingles out of a landfill until they really had to go there.
Yeah, and roofs typically are a range between like 15 to like I've seen 30 year quality.
Yeah, like what we have is the architectural shingles are typically a 30 year roof, but there's some nuances.
Exactly, but if you take care of it, it will actually become
a 30 year roof. Right, right. That's the thing I tell people.
Yeah.
Like it's a 30 year shingle, but that just means that it's warranted from manufactured defects for 30 years. It doesn't mean that it's going to last 30 years.
Right. Especially if you neglect it.
Right. Exactly. Or it gets sun down here in the southern heat, the humidity. I mean, there's roofs during the summer, like you can't touch them with your bare hands or you'll like burn. I mean, they're like 200 something degrees.
Yeah.
So they really get a lot of heat.
I'm pretty sure I lost some fingerprints yesterday.
I
didn't get on my ladder.
You know, yeah, we're new at this. So back in like the winter, of course, and then the spring, like I didn't need gloves. And now I'm like, oh boy, like I gotta go back down and get my gloves or you're gonna be burning your fingerprints, like you said.
Yeah. And improper ventilation in the attic too. You know, it gets too hot in that attic and you're gonna bake the shingles from underneath and
Right. That's a big thing. It's not common, but we do see some roofs that have like the cracking going on. And I've had a few that it's an issue because they re-roofed it right over the existing one, which was kind of typical back in the day. Mm-hmm. And that, of course, adds weight to the house. And then
that's the frowned upon in this house.
Yeah, not good.
No.
Yeah. So when you say it's a soy based product, so does it come in a variety of flavors?
No, it's only it's only soy. It is, I know something people ask is, you know, soy allergy is kind of a big thing, and I do let people know that the protein that people are allergic to when they have a soy allergen is not in the solution. So that's a big thing.
That's really good to cover that.
Yeah. Some people, which I mean, rightfully so, if you have a, you don't want that all over your roof if you're allergic to it. But
Exactly.
It's not an active ingredient in it.
And you can't ingest it, for the record.
Right. I wouldn't suggest ingest it. It doesn't taste good. Definitely gotten some in my mouth on a windy day, and it's not pleasant.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, man.
It looks like milk, but doesn't taste like it.
Oh, that's funny.
So, all right, what's like the ideal consumer for this product?
Well, unfortunately, right now, it's mostly like 50 and up. And I feel like that's because they're in their home longer, you know, they're kind of settled down. And they're kind of the generation that takes care of things as opposed to just like throwing it out.
Ridiculous.
That's really, really kind of been our primary, customer. But I mean, everyone can benefit from RoofMax.
Yeah. So what about somebody like, I guess what would be like somebody who would benefit from it, like probably not somebody who just got a roof, you know, 3, 4, 5 years ago. Right.
Right. Yeah. There have been some people that call us out, you know, they're super excited about the product, but their roof's like 6 years old. Mm-hmm. Like this isn't going to do anything, because what it's doing, it's replacing the asphalt petrochemicals that were put into the shingle when it was manufactured. So those have to dry out to a certain extent for this to replace them. So the youngest roof we've done was 9 years old, and that was a three tab shingle.
Okay.
And, the architectural with kind of the 3D design on them, those we've done as early as 12 to 15 is kind of typical for the first treatment.
Mm-hmm. So basically about halfway through the life of
it. Right. About midlife would be ideal, because it's showing a little bit of signs of aging. It's lost some petrochemicals due to the sun and evaporation. So it really is prime for treatment.
That's fantastic, especially for people who are like just buying homes, like newer homeowners, because it's, you know, owning is less expensive than renting after a few years.
Right.
Because of all of the investment you have to make in putting on the maintenance of the home.
Right, up front.
Exactly. So it takes a few years for that to level out. And that's a significant friend to your pocketbook to have a treatment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a new roof is probably the most expensive expenditure you'll do on your house. And I tell people it's not fun.
No.
It's not like fun money. It's not like putting in a pool or something, but it's something that has to be done. I mean, you have to take care of your roof, because if you don't, then everything in your house is vulnerable to wind damage, water damage.
Home maintenance is super important. And I'm glad you said about like the people 50 age range and up, because they are of a different generation, like baby boomers. I think they're the younger boomers, where, you know, their parents were World War II, and so they held on to everything, you know?
Right.
But while, I mean, I will argue boomers are a huge pain in the ass. We can learn from that, like their meticulous maintenance, because both our fathers were meticulous, like especially my dad, with maintaining his house. And I kind of picked up on that, and it's very frustrating to see, especially in our culture, people like to look like they have money,
right?
And spend things that are on like fun things, like a vacation or a new couch, or you know, rather than maintaining. Like, it's rare to come across a meticulously maintained home on inspections.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of homes are in really good condition, mm-hmm. but then, you know, it's like the house looks really good. It's decorated so nicely. The furniture is really, but
right.
the deck,
yeah,
you know, like yeah. we were talking about before we hit record, like it's just more focus needs to be paid attention to because this is such a huge investment.
Right.
Like,
right.
yeah, owning a home mm-hmm. is a huge privilege.
Yeah.
And for most Americans, it's like the largest investment we're going to make. Mm-hmm. So take care of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the roof is very much taking care of you.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's what I tell people. Like, you can put it off all you want, but there's going to come a day where you have to do something. You know, you have to have a roof. And I try to help people as much as I can because we do run into people who they're in the situation where, like, they know they need a new roof. They don't have the money for that, so I offer them a RoofMax treatment, but they don't have the money for that either. Yeah. So we do offer financing with a credit union in Texas, but you do have to have, I think it's around a 500 credit score to qualify.
Yeah, that sounds low.
It is low.
Yeah.
But there have been some people that haven't, some people that have qualified.
Yeah.
But it's nice because they're really helpful. It's like 0% interest for 12 months and no fees. So it's really the same as cash. Yeah. I really try to help people from that aspect, and
yeah.
I think one day once we kind of get off our feet, I do want to start like donating roofs to
yeah.
people in need, you know, because it really is something that you need to take care of.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. yeah, that's really great. Especially like yeah, as you grow, giving yeah. back is so important.
I think that would be like a really cool kind of nonprofit arm of RoofMax. If, you know, you had someone yeah. with a story that's in need, then
yeah.
of course, you know, we'll give them a treatment.
Right.
Yeah. And that's a big need because, you know, we always talk about having a roof over your head.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody says have a crawl space under my feet. It's just, yeah. I think just the cliche saying that we're so used to really, illustrates the importance of the roof.
Right.
Yeah. We take that for granted. Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Habitat for Humanity does a lot of work like that, but I don't know that they actually touch the roof.
Yeah. I don't know what, you know, and sometimes they do new construction, which we wouldn't really be able to help
right.
with either.
But sometimes, like, I used to do it before we got married,
mm-hmm.
like a lot. But we'd go in and rehab a place.
Okay.
And so that could use a treatment.
Huh. Yeah. That's good. So it's an older home.
Yeah. Like okay. much older home.
Yeah. Well, then I didn't even know they do that.
Yeah.
That could be good.
Yeah.
I think we follow them on Instagram or something. I should reach out to.
For sure.
To them and see if we could partner some way.
Yeah. Cause we did it pretty frequently on homes that were built in the 20s, not 20s, like 40s
mm-hmm.
through the 90s. Quite a bit, like little bungalows.
Okay. Oh man, we're getting ideas.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
okay, so we talked about the kind of the earliest range where you can get this treatment. Is there a point in the life of the roof where it's just beyond treatment?
I mean, it's really there is. You know, it can't have more than 30% granule loss on the shingle.
What does that mean?
The protective layer on top are like these little granules that they like stick on to the shingles and they provide UV protection.
Right.
And so once a certain amount of those kind of flake off and mm-hmm. you'll see them in your gutter or in your downspout. And they over time they flake off, but when it's more than 30%, we mm-hmm. can't treat it. But as far as like an age, it really just depends, like you said, on like the attic ventilation, sun exposure. And also, the older shingles were made with like 33% more asphalt than the ones that were made around the mid-2000s.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So I've done roofs that, you know, are 35 years old that are in better shapes than ones that I've seen that are 15 years old.
Wow.
It really just depends.
So it's more of a condition of the roof as opposed to just the age number.
Right. The age does help to a certain extent. Like, the oldest one we've done was actually our first job, and that was an original roof on a house that was built in like 1980.
Yeah.
So it was 31 years old,
yeah.
and it was in, like I said, better shape than some of these 15-year-old roofs.
41.
Yeah, 40. Yeah.
Yeah. We were born in 84 and we're 36. So 80, 41.
80. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Math is my thing.
Yeah. Good catch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, but the reason, like, the newer shingles, it was actually, like, the mid-2000s, they installed this machine called a coker on the oil refineries. So it allowed the refineries to use more of the product towards, like, things like jet fuel and diesel fuel that has a better profit margin. So less byproduct was being used for roads and asphalt roofs, the two things that they use the byproducts for. So around that time, that's when the shingle manufacturers dropped the weight of the shingles by about 33%. And they started putting more limestone filler in the shingles.
Okay.
So that's why you see like the black streaking on it. Yeah. It's because they use that as a cheap additive to the shingles, but yeah. It causes the algae growth on the shingles and gets that ugly streaking that is very prevalent down here in the South.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And yeah, eventually you'll see green stuff forming on the ends of the shingles.
Yeah.
Now I know where that's from. Thank you.
Yeah.
Does this this treatment, does it do anything for that algae staining?
So it'll clean it to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. But if it's really heavy, we do offer soft washing before we treat the roof. And that's a big thing with realtors. Mm-hmm. I was actually talking before you got here. I was doing a realtor's house this morning. And I'm soft washing it before I go back and treat it, just so that the front of the house looks nice. It's like a rental property that he owns, so he wants it to kind of look nice if he lists it on Airbnb.
Okay.
But it doesn't have to be clean. You know, there's some people that all they care about is the roof functioning like it should, and they'll just take a treatment. And some people worry about the aesthetics too.
Yeah.
And we offer the soft washing before.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of curious about the soft wash because I see this all the time, and I'm always recommending, if you want, there's a service where you can have this cleaned off. So what, when you do the soft wash, do you use like some kind of a solution with it, or is it really just like a kind of an easy like water spray, or how's that
work?
Yeah,
so it's actually, it's 50% bleach, 50% water, and then, it's a little bit of surfactant or surfactant. I don't know the proper pronunciation of that. My dad and I still argue over that. But that just kind of keeps it on the roof longer, keeps it in place to kind of eat away at the dirt and grime. So we do recommend, if we do a soft wash treatment, to follow up with a Roof Max treatment. We won't just clean it, because the bleach does dry out the shingle a little bit. So we definitely want to apply the Roof Max shortly thereafter to bring back that, pretty much moisturize the roof.
Suck it in like a sponge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
That sounds good.
So. Not a good idea, right, to power wash your roof.
No, not at all. That'll knock granules all over the place, maybe for the hole.
I've seen a video of somebody doing that.
Well, and
my heart stops.
Yeah, and I've had a lot of clients say, "Yeah, I mean, you just pressure wash that, right?"
Yeah.
No,
please don't.
Yeah, the things people, when they get a pressure washer, think they could pressure wash.
Oh, they're fun. Trust me.
You're ridiculous.
My dad was pressure washing the work van, and there was like a little piece of, I don't know if it was bird poop or dirt in like one spot. So he got a little too close with it and put a nice little hole in our new wrap on the van.
Oh,
so
man.
Yeah, I definitely know firsthand you can go too far with them.
Yeah.
Try to do too much.
Got 2 hours before I got to return it.
Yeah. Those and chainsaws. I think chainsaws are a fun toy, but also... got to be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know that.
Yeah.
I get crazy with them.
When you're doing this treatment, do you have to like go around and cover like plumbing pipes and exhaust vents and things like that? Or does it?
No, the only property protection we really do, like I said, has a little bit of the cleaning agent in it. So like if you have your deck is older and stained, like we do hose it down and wet it down with water because it will clean like blotches,
mm-hmm.
And it's like we don't want to have to come spray the whole thing with some expensive solution to make it look the same.
That's true.
And then we do wet down like plants and bushes around the home during the summer. definitely, because
yeah.
it is an oil, so it can burn
yeah.
Spots onto the plants if you're not careful. But that's really the extent of the
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. yeah. Like all of them in my garden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so it sounds, and I'll use this term carefully, not really too labor intensive for you.
No, I mean, it really, honestly, the most time consuming part of the treatment is before we treat, we do like a tune up of your roof. So we like to say
oh, cool.
we're kind of like Meineke, like we'll fix some basic things, but we're not like your mechanic.
Okay,
so if
yeah.
you're missing like, you know, a whole section of your roof and the sub roofing's all rotten out, then that's something that a roofer probably needs to be called
sure.
out to deal with. But
yeah.
if you have like missing shingles here and there from wind damage, you have like the vents on your attic are starting to, the nails are driving out.
Yeah.
We can refasten those. If the flashing around your chimney is starting to pull back, we can refasten that. We'll put new rubber rain collars around all your plumbing vents, stuff like
cool.
that. So
that's
we'll do
really
a kind
cool.
of light tune up
yeah,
before
fantastic.
We treat it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's great. Like that's something that just that. I think is a valuable service because
right,
that's something
right.
that not a lot of people keep up with.
No, exactly.
And not doing all of that causes damage inside when rain.
Oh
rain,
yeah, like
the
plumbing vents or the plumbing boots around the pipes. Like that's one of the number one places you get a leak in your bathroom ceiling because it's just rubber. So
right.
in 10 years in the sun, it's dried out, it cracks, and then it rains and water just runs down that pipe.
Yep. Exactly.
So that's really the most labor-intensive part of the whole process.
Yeah.
You know, like that takes longer than the treatment itself, depending on the roof. We did a 10,000 square foot roof. It was actually Austin Dillon, the NASCAR driver.
Yeah.
It was his parents' house on the lake, so it was a huge roof, and we knocked that out in an hour and a half.
Wow, that's great.
But granted, like they had everything was maintained. So that was just spraying. We showed up and sprayed.
Yeah.
But it just
yeah.
shows you, I mean, you can do 10,000 square feet in
yeah.
an hour or 2 hours. And
that's awesome.
So it's really in and out. That's the big thing we sell too. We're not having to be up there banging around, scraping off old shingles, messing up your plants and bushes.
Right.
You know, we're in and out in 2-3 hours.
Yeah.
Oh,
and you
yeah.
take care to not do those things.
Right, right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like you got a good kind of prep work for it. That's cool.
Yeah.
What about roof surfaces other than asphalt, or do you just do asphalt?
We just do asphalt. It's funny you mentioned that. I had a guy in the Point that submitted a Facebook request on our Facebook ads, and I came out and I'm like, well, tell me what's going on. And he's like, well, I just want you to spray this roof, and it's like a metal roof. I was like, I mean, I could, but it's just going to turn it into a slip and slide. It's not really going to
yeah.
help you at all. So no, only asphalt shingles are what it can help, because they're the ones made with those asphalt oils.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you done any, like the roll asphalt, the flat asphalt roof? Do you do something like that?
They're doing testing on that right now at a corporate level, because right now we apply 1 gallon per 100 square feet
mm-hmm.
on a asphalt shingle. That's kind of the typical flow rate. But with those rollout, they're much thicker.
Mm-hmm.
So to get the same protection, you have to apply a lot more.
Okay.
So right now we
mm-hmm.
don't offer that, but that's something that hopefully soon corporate will kind of do all the testing with Battelle Laboratories, who developed the RoofMax solution.
Hmm.
They actually worked with like one of the top soy scientists in the world.
Wow.
And I'd never heard of Battelle before RoofMax, but they developed like CDs, they developed cruise control, the little candy coatings on M&Ms. It's like they developed like all
yeah.
kinds of stuff that you've heard of.
It's interesting.
But I'd never even heard of them. And then you Google them and it's like, they manage all the labs for like Homeland Security and the DOD.
Oh, wow.
So like they're doing all kinds of stuff that we probably don't even want to know about, but they're definitely like a legit, you know, company that
right.
made this.
Right. That's awesome. That's so cool. Well, I'm excited. Where can people find you?
So the best place to learn more about us would probably be our website,
mm-hmm.
Which is getroofmax with 2 X's.com.
Mm-hmm.
We also are on Instagram, we're on Facebook, and we're on LinkedIn, and all those platforms are just Roof Max of Huntersville.
Right on, and Andrew will link that all in the show notes.
Awesome.
Yes, I will. I will not forget.
I will remind you. Is there anything that we didn't cover that you'd like to talk about?
I don't think so. That was really in-depth. I really appreciate it. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I haven't really had
learned a ton.
Yeah, I haven't had time to really, like, sit down and kind of go over everything. You know, usually it's like you're talking with a homeowner and they have 5 or 10 minutes to get the highlights. And,
yeah.
And you're in and out, but it is cool to kind of go over what all it encompasses.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's
thank
great.
You so much.
Yeah, thanks
it
for having me.
Roof Max.
Yes, sir. Thank you.